Okay, so it's Sunday the 30th of October 2011, and woke up this morning around quarter past six, and then got myself, no, sorry, about half six, and then left for work about 8 o'clock this morning. Then when I got to work around half eight, set the day up, got ready for bits and pieces, and then went for the morning meeting at quarter past nine. Still got this funny throat and stuff, bit of a, yeah, as you can hear. Funny voice, but hopefully it's coming back to be not too bad. then set the day up, went to the big meeting upstairs, then came down ready for the drives at the beginning. Was in track control today with Andriana, and also Piers was assisting me this morning. All went relatively smoothly this morning, all good. And then lunchtime, nipped upstairs around 12 o'clock. To have just a quick half an hour sort of lunch break, really, which I said to Andriana. But then got there just before 12, and then wanted sort of roast pork and all that, which looked quite nice on the menu in the staff restaurant. But then it was 25 minutes later that I actually got served. So had a go about that, said it wasn't worth the £3.40 that they were asking for. Said I'd give them £2. They said they can't do that. So I said, well, I'm not paying them. And that was that. Had a nice dinner, though. It was actually quite nice. And then I went to go and complain to the management guys around the back later on. And they accepted that. And we took it from there. Then I was in the safety car for the Silver Arrows. And that went without a hitch. And then after that, Andriana went for lunch. I did some of the day sheets and also the noise reports that needed doing, various other bits and pieces. And I carried on doing sort of admin type stuff for the afternoon. Just sort of general housekeeping things that needed to be done. Then around sort of 4:30, quarter to four, Rob Durant, who works for us on the driving team, but also is in charge of a lot of the exhibits in the building, kindly took all the drivers and some of the hosts on a tour to give them a broader picture of what we do have on for exhibits, about the cars, what's coming up, and lots of insightful things that the guys can use on their experiences in the future. That was well received, that went good, and I'll stick a picture of them all starting off their tour in a second. And then about 6 o'clock, we started signing the radios in, and then we left. And made my way back, on the way home, was going past Farnham when I got a phone call to say that John, my father-in-law, was ready at the train station. He'd been on a train rally today at the Watercress line. Lots of steam trains for the winter, autumn events they had going on. Well, he's been there all day. Julie and Jen have been sorting out the house a little bit and made a cracking job of matching up some new curtains for the new baby's room and also having a great sort out in the kitchen and things. So then picked him up, went to go and get some food, a bit KFC, and then came back and we all ate that. Then we watched a bit of the DVD of the baby in 4D that we saw, which was really fun. And then after that, they got themselves ready to go back home themselves. We watched a bit of TV after that, and then it's time for bed. So, pretty busy day. Ready for a couple of days off and to rest my voice. And until next time, goodbye now.